From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A Chicago man is being charged with scoping out targets for the terrorist attacks last year in Mumbai, India, that killed 166 people, including six Americans. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
The U.S. attorney in Chicago filed new terrorism conspiracy charges against 49-year-old David Coleman Headley, who has been in federal custody since his arrest in October on charges of plotting to attack a Danish newspaper. Prosecutors say Headley helped scope out potential targets in Mumbai, allegedly conducting extensive surveillance for more than 2 years prior to the deadly attacks in India's largest city. Headley faces charges of aiding and abetting the murder of six Americans who were killed in Mumbai, as well as six counts of conspiracy charges for those attacks and for plotting to carry out retribution against a Danish newspaper that published a controversial cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad in 2005. Federal prosecutors in Chicago say Headley is cooperating in the investigations into both terror plots. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
The Environmental Protection Agency has declared formally that greenhouse gas emissions endanger the health and welfare of the American people and must be regulated. The move opens the way for the EPA to act on its own, even without additional legislation on the matter by Congress. The action marks a change from the Bush administration, which refused before leaving office to issue the finding, despite a conclusion by EPA scientists that it was warranted. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says while the U.S. economy is on the mend, it's still facing what he called some formidable headwinds, including a weak job market and tight credit.
Concerted actions by the Federal Reserve and other policymakers here and abroad help to avoid the worst outcomes. Nevertheless, the turmoil dealt a severe blow to our economy from which we have only recently begun to recover.
And Bernanke says that recovery remains fragile. He was speaking to the Economic Club of Washington. The Obama administration has chosen finalists in a contest to find ways to help the government cut costs and become more efficient. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
More than 38,000 federal employees took part in the contest, suggesting ways that government agencies could do away with practices that waste time and money. Some of the best ideas are now posted on the White House website. Visitors have until Thursday to choose the winner, who will get to present his or her cost-cutting proposal in person to President Obama. Among the suggestions, booking Social Security appointments online, simplifying deposits of National Forest visitor fees, and allowing VA patients to take unused medicine home with them when they leave the hospital. The finalists were selected by the White House Office of Management and Budget. Hundreds of other ideas have already been passed on to agency leaders to incorporate in upcoming budgets. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 39 points. The Nasdaq is up 1 point. This is NPR News from Washington. Two explosions detonated in quick succession at a crowded marketplace in eastern Pakistan ignited a massive fire and killed at least 34 people today. About 100 others were wounded by the blasts. Many of the victims were women and children. Elsewhere in Pakistan, a suicide bomb attack killed 10 people. An explosion at an elementary school in Baghdad has killed at least 7 people and wounded more than 40. NPR's Corey Flintoff has that story.
The explosion took place outside the school in the Shiite district known as Sadr City. Hospital officials say that 6 of those killed were children, as were more than 20 of the wounded. There are conflicting reports about whether the blast was caused by a bomb, a rocket, or a hidden cache of explosives that went off by accident. Iraqi television is showing images of heavily bandaged children who were injured by the blast. Sadr City was the scene of an especially deadly bomb attack last June, when an explosion in a crowded market killed 72 people and wounded more than 120 others. The overall level of violence in the country has been down sharply, and November posted the lowest civilian casualty rate since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
President Obama welcomed Turkey's Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan to the White House today. After their meeting, Mr. Obama said he believes that Turkey can be an important player in pressing Iran to resolve disputes over its nuclear program. And Erdogan said his country stands ready to do whatever it can to reach a diplomatic solution to that problem. Mr. Obama also thanked Turkey for its role in the military effort against militants in Afghanistan. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.